It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barr-Nguyen.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. 160 million people are on antidepressants to help them cope with sadness, anxiety, and depression. According to research conducted at the University of Southampton in the UK, antidepressants cause diabetes. The drug appears to alter insulin resistance. Now, here's the catch-22. People with diabetes are more likely to suffer from depression than non-diabetics. Antidepressants also cause weight gain, which is another contributing factor to diabetes. Kim, I'm getting depressed just thinking about all this.
I know. I was honestly really surprised about this. I had no idea that, you know, medicine can contribute to diabetes. And when you think of how many people are on antidepressant medicines, they need to be getting some checkups there.
You know, and here's the shocker, Kim. Antidepressants don't work. A 2010 study in the Journal of American Medical Association revealed antidepressants to be no more effective than placebos, which is sugar pills. Antidepressants were shown to be helpful for a minority of very severely depressed individuals. So it was that's even scarier that people are taking these getting diabetes, and what they're taking isn't helping the cause or symptoms as well.
That's exactly right. So then that kind of makes you think, well, what are some other things that people can do to help them out? If their antidepressants that they're paying for aren't working, there's got to be something else.
Got to be. Well, doctors are so quick to prescribe antidepressants. I had a patient last week whose dog died, Kim, and her doctor prescribed antidepressants to help her get through the sadness. Folks, that's called mourning the death of a pet. It's normal to be sad sometimes. God gave us that emotion. It's okay.
Right.
It's not clinical depression that requires drug. I couldn't believe she told me that. She went to her doctor, she was sad, and he prescribed it. So let's share some natural alternatives for depression that won't cause diabetes. What's your favorite remedy?
Well, for me, and this is something that, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that are, you know, suffering from depression and anxiety, and the number one thing they say is exercise saves their life. You know, it's
Yes. You
hear that runner's high. I think there's something to that there, but you know, studies have shown that it just promotes good well-being, mental health, reduces symptoms of depression, and it's something that you can go outside and take a walk, take a run, you know, if you can't go to the gym. Another one that I really like is massage, and now who doesn't like a good massage? But,
right.
You know, these are all things, too, that have proven to really increase serotonin, dopamine. Those are the neurotransmitters that help reduce depression. So those are just two, you know, really good,
and they're easy to do. And something you and I have talked a lot about on the show is green tea. It's a great choice because it contains the amino acid L-theanine. This stimulates alpha waves of the brain, which has a calming effect on the body. So green tea has a calming, yes, there's some natural caffeine, but studies show that L-theanine helps control anxiety, depression, picks you up, makes you feel better as well. And one out there, everyone likes these late-night snacks to nosh on, grab cherries. They've been shown to fight depression by increasing serotonin, and they contain what's called melatonin, which we've covered on the show, helps regulate your sleep cycle. So late-night snack, reach for the cherries. It's a great that as well. Anything that you recommend also besides chocolate?
Right.
Girls seem to think that helps with depression.
That'll also help. Yeah, women love their chocolate. But nuts and seeds are a really good one. Contain magnesium, vitamin B6, and these are two things that are really important to, you know, keep up your production of serotonin and dopamine. You know, there's so many great nuts and seeds around. Keeping a little, like, trail mix or something by your bed, if you know, at night, or just, you know, taking it with you to munch on. But there's so many things, like good vegetables and whole grains, legumes and beans. These are things that you should be eating anyway to have a good, you know, healthy diet. But
that's true.
Can also help depression.
Yeah. And for supplements, I've seen great results in my practice with two natural remedies. One's called SAMe, that's S-A-M-E. It's an amino acid derivative that occurs naturally in all the cells, and it helps increase the sense of well-being. Another one of my favorites is 5-HTP. It's been shown to raise serotonin levels. That's the hormone of happiness. So you've got a lot of stuff, folks, in your arsenal, you know, to go a natural approach that do not cause diabetes. And the sad thing also, Kim, is antidepressants have been shown to cause a desire to commit suicide. Can you believe it? Antidepressants make you want to kill yourself.
Right. Oh, Instead of helping you, it makes you worse.
So add diabetes to the list of killing yourself and a bunch of others. So, yeah, seek alternatives if you can, unless you're severely clinically depressed and, you know, in that small case, which the studies show it could benefit. All right, our next chew on, according to a study just published in the Public Library of Science, there are nearly 25,000 chemicals in a single bottle of water. Some act like potent pharmaceuticals in the body. Bottled water interferes with the body's estrogen and testosterone reproductive hormone receptors, but get this, Kim, tap water did not exhibit any estrogenic or androgenic activity. Kim, bottled water is more popular than ever. Is there any safer form that we can go with to avoid these dangerous chemicals?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's some really great eco-friendly companies that make water bottles, and the ones that are really good are the stainless steel ones. And there's a company, right, Clean Canteen, with a K, and they make these great stainless steel drinks. They're 27 ounces. They have really cute ones for kids. You can get them big or small. They'll keep the drinks cold for you. Another good one is called Bobble, and it's $9, and it has a filter. So you can fill it with tap water, and it'll filter out the water for you if you want to make sure the tap water is clean enough. That's a really good one as well. And Earthlust has a really great one, too. And these are, you know, you spend $9 to $20, and you have something that you can reuse all the time. It's safe. There's no BPA. There's no phthalates, no chemicals. You know, just clean it out when you're done. Reuse it again. Take it with you.
Yeah, there's one I use. It's called Zero Water 8. It's a cup pitcher. It's $35. It's been proven to remove 95% of all impurities, including drug remnants, and it's easy. If you don't have a budget, you know, and the sky's the limit, you can go with a nice reverse osmosis system under your sink, or even Culligan makes a great faucet mount model for $15. These are some alternatives so much better than going with those bottled waters. And, Kim, would you have ever thought 10 years ago, people would be spending $2 for a bottle of water in a plastic bottle?
I know. It is so amazing. And, you know, the crazy thing is they say that the average person drinks more than 167 bottles of water a year. So you think about this bottled water industry. It's huge, and it's the second most popular beverage in the country. So we're using an insane amount of bottled water. And, you know, they have that little in the Pacific Ocean, they've got the bottled water little island that's floating around from all of our bottled water that we're drinking. We're not disposing of them correctly, and there's a nice little mass trash in the ocean because of it.
Exactly. You know what's sad is bottled water is the most unregulated industry out there. There's been companies caught putting city water in bottles and calling it spring water. So it's really unregulated. Oh, it's awful. So you're best to do it at home, you know, than going and paying all this money. But these plastic bottles contain these chemicals, 25,000 chemicals, Kim. I did not know it was that much.
No,
I figured
I
a few hundred
no
maybe.
Idea.
I would maybe think 1,000, but 25,000. And that study actually did 18 different samples of commercially sold bottles in 3 different countries. So it was a pretty powerful study, though. So definitely. All right, so we got some good info for you there for, you know, late-night snacks for depression. And also you can wash down those snacks with water, not from a bottle. So great information always on Chew on This. And that concludes another segment, Kim. Thanks for joining us, as always, my dynamic duo of due diligent partner. And if you have any questions, it's, you know, chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And she and I will digest more news you can use. And remember, stay in touch with Kim on Twitter @HealthyBDaily and with me @DrDavidFriedman. If you haven't picked up a copy of Kim's latest book, Skinny Bitch Bakery, it's available at Amazon.com. More ahead after this short commercial break right here on To Your Good Health Radio. Stay tuned.